that we just sang. He's rendered death defeated. That's quite a powerful line there. I might have to work on that line right there in something coming up. Rendered it. Anyway, today I titled this the Four Shows of the Showbread here. So part of the Old Testament tabernacle was a piece of furniture called the Table of Showbread. In scriptures, we'll find that God gave Moses specific dimensions and specific instructions on how this table was to be made. The construction of the table, it was to be made of acacia wood. It was to be 2 cubits long. It was to be 1 cubit wide and 1.5 cubits high. So not a big table. If we think about a common length, shoulder, elbow to fingertip as 1 cubit, I know some, that changes a little bit, but even at that, if it was 18 inches or 20 inches wide, depending on 22 inch, not a big wide table, and then not specifically tall, and not that big. But it was to be constructed of acacia wood, and it was to be overlaid with gold. And he even said that it was, and God tells Moses it was supposed to have the gold trim, and it tells a little bit about that. And it was to have gold rings in the corners of it, so that it could be carried with gold overlaid poles as they would move it, as the tabernacle would move throughout the wilderness. And even the plates that were to be on the table of showbread were to be of pure gold. Even says to put the bread, and in the Old Testament it would say, put the bread of presence on the table before me at all time. Presence meaning not birthday presents, but the presence that you're there. The table of presence, or the put the bread of presence. The table of showbread on it then had 12 loaves, 2 stacks of 6, representing the tribes of Israel. And Aaron and his sons were commissioned to see to it that each week, 12 new loaves, they were to eat of the old, and then on the Sabbath, they were to eat of the old, and they were to replace it with 12 new loaves on the table of showbread each week on Sabbath. Well, it doesn't say each week, it says on the Sabbath. How many Sabbaths are there? One every week, right? So there was there. So we too have a table, in a sense, of showbread. Here, each Lord's Day, we come around this table and partake of this bread and the fruit of the vine in remembrance of what Christ has done for each of us. We remember his death, his burial, and his resurrection. 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, verse 26, very familiar to us. And it says, as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he comes. One translation I really like says that you show forth, or you proclaim. Some of them will say proclaim. Some of them say that you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes. So let's look at some of the four shows on the table of showbread. What are we showing forth at the table of showbread? We show forth the Lord's death in the first look, or the first show, I guess, is that to ourselves. We show ourselves each time we look at the bread and we look at the cup and it contains the fruit of the vine. As we take it and we pass, we are telling ourselves, we're saying to ourselves that these elements represent the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who went to the cross and tasted of death for each one of us. We're showing ourselves that as we partake as we partake of these emblems. The second show would be to that and everyone in the audience, we were to say, that we are here, that it's an affirming statement to all of us around, that we're all in unity with this same thought and this same mind, that these emblems mean the same thing, that we're showing each other what we believe in as we're taking of these emblems today. We're showing ourselves, we're showing those around us. The third look, or the third show, we could say, would be that to the Heavenly Father. We're showing the Heavenly Father. In a sense, we are telling him thank you for sending his only begotten Son for our sins, to die for our sins, and the promise of life that he's given us through his name and through the word that he's given us. We're thanking the Lord back as we're partaking, as often as you show forth Lord's death. One of those shows would be one to us, one to those around us, one to the Heavenly Father. And I think the last show, and we could go, you could say this show could go on forever, because we could say, we could spread this out, but I think one of the other, the last ones we show is we show the Lord's death to the devil. Make no mistake, he is here as well, trying to distract each one of us from our thoughts and our minds about Jesus and his sacrifice. He didn't care about the song service, as great, as good as it was, and as it led our minds here, and which it is, it does. But this part of the service he hates. That we are coming, that we're centering and are focusing our mind on Christ. He hates this part, and we're proclaiming, we're showing forth our belief to him. And because it's our continual reminder that it's a continual reminder, I think, to him, his plan failed. That he thought he had it. But the Lord's plan, his plan failed, but the Lord's plan prevailed here. So these four shows on the table around the showbread is designed, commissioned by God, even with his closest friends that night of his betrayal and arrest. Continual reminder to us, because he knows how soon we forget things. Blessed, you know, probably one of the line from a famous song that we sing many times around the table. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary.